start with Senate Bill 5536, the Department of Environmental Quality, Senator Gordley.
Wisely.
For Senator Bates. Oh, thank you for coming up, Senator Bates.
Senate Bill, thank you, Mr. Chair. Senate Bill 5536 is the budget bill of the Department of Environmental Quality. The Department of Environmental Quality administers the state's laws requiring regulating air, water, and land pollution. The department also manages the federally delegated Clean Air, Clean Water, and Resource Conservation and Recovery Act programs and administers the state's environmental program in the areas of solid waste management, planning and recycling, groundwater protection, and environmental cleanup. Subcommittee recommended budget for the department totals $265.9 million. The budget includes $22.9 million general fund, $3.7 million lottery funds, $114.4 million other funds, and $38.1 million federal funds. The budget total also includes over $86 million non-limited funds for clean water, state revolving fund, loan activities, and debt service. General fund portion of this budget is 4.9% below the governor's recommended budget. The budget reduces the number of air toxics monitoring sites in Portland from 3 to 2 and reduces funding for hazardous waste technical assistance. The budget also makes reductions to reflect lower PERS and attorney general rates and reduces general fund service and supplies expenditures by 3%. The budget invests money to address the backlog of wastewater permits and implement the Willamette River Water Quality Plan. The subcommittee reviewed the agency performance measures, modifying 2 measures and adding 3, including the standardized customer service measures. Your Natural Resources Subcommittee recommends Senate Bill 5536 be amended and reported out due pass as amended.
Any discussion? Any objection? Seeing none, so ordered. Senate Bill 5542, Department of Environmental Quality, the fee bill. Senator Bates, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Senate Bill 5542 ratifies fee modifications implemented through rulemaking during the 2003-05 interim. The fee modifications affect the stormwater program by assigning an existing fee category to a new type of permit with a similar fee, resulting in no change in revenue. The fee structure for 401 certification was reconfigured with some fees increasing, others decreasing, which is expected to be revenue neutral. A $450,000 reduction in revenue is expected to result from the creation of a new on-site permit fee designed to encourage utilization of a less complex permit with a lower fee. These fee modifications are assumed in the budget for the Department of Environmental Quality. Your Subcommittee on Natural Resources recommends Senate Bill 5542 be amended and report out due pass as amended.
Any discussion? Any objection? Seeing none, so ordered. Senate Bill 5541, the Racing Commission. Senator Johnson, please.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. Senate Bill 5541 is the budget bill for the Oregon Racing Commission. The Racing Commission regulates all aspects of racing in Oregon, including live and simulcast horse and greyhound race meets, off-track betting facilities, and wagering through 6 interstate wagering hubs that are located in Oregon. Commission revenues are received from the state share of parimutuel receipts from the race meets and the hubs, from licenses and fees, and from unclaimed winnings. By law, the commission is to transfer revenues in excess of expenditures to the general fund. The recommended budget totals $4,257,330 other funds and 12.98 FTE. The budget includes a reduction of $759,718 in 7 positions related to the regulation of live greyhound racing due to the discontinuation of racing at Multnomah Greyhound Park. The budget also makes reductions to reflect lower PERS and attorney general rates. The budget was increased by $125,000 for payments to benefit the Oregon Paramutual Racing Industry from hub revenue. The subcommittee also reviewed the commission's ending balance and directed that a 6-month operating reserve be maintained due to the uncertainty over future revenue. As a result of this action and a projected decrease in the revenue from multi-jurisdictional hubs, the commission will transfer nearly $400,000 less to the general fund than is assumed in the governor's budget. The Subcommittee on Transportation and Economic Development recommends that Senate Bill 5541 be amended and reported out due pass as amended, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Senator. Any discussion? Any objection? Seeing none, so ordered. Go to Senate Bill 5543, Department of Education. Senator Devlin.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Senate Bill 5543 is the budget bill for the Department of Education, Central Operations, Special Schools for the Deaf and Blind, Youth Corrections Program, grant and aid support to local programs, and debt service on education lottery funds. The department is the lead implementation agency for the state constitutional mandate to provide by law for the establishment of a uniform and general system of common schools. The Subcommittee on Education approved a total budget of $1.3 billion and 441 FTE. The budget is a 5.5% decrease from the governor's budget, primarily due to the subcommittee's adjustment to federal funds expenditure limitation to bring it in line with recent federal revenue estimates. The budget is a 6.3% increase over the 2003-2005 legislatively approved level. This change is primarily due to the federal funds, which, despite the reduction from the governor's budget, grew by 8% from 2003-2005. The subcommittee reduced the department's budget to the lower PERS and Attorney General hourly rates. The subcommittee also made an unspecified reduction of $1.8 million general fund, or about 5%, in the department's general operations budget. It removed $1.8 million general fund policy package for an integrated pre-K data system and $4.9 million general fund for caseload growth in the early intervention, early childhood special education program, but established these amounts as special purpose appropriations in the emergency fund pending reports from the department to the emergency board. The subcommittee added $11 million general fund to the department's grant and aid budget for the Oregon pre-K kindergarten program. This increases the percentage of eligible children served in 2005-2007 by about 4% over the percentage served based on the governor's budget for the program. The total percentage served will be about 57-58%. The subcommittee also restored general fund support for the student leadership centers, which had been eliminated in the governor's budget. The subcommittee adopted budget notes regarding a status report on early intervention, early childhood special education program, funding options for youth correctional education program, a cost-effectiveness review of combining the special schools onto one campus, and the use of funds provided through the state school fund distribution formula for English as a second language learners. Finally, the subcommittee directed the agency to present its finalized performance measures as well as 2006-2007 targets for the measures to the Joint Legislative Audit Committee and the Interim Education Committees. Subcommittee on Education recommends Senate Bill 5543 be amended and reported out do pass as amended.
Thank you, Senator. Any discussion? Senator Johnson.
Mr. Chair, I'd just like to comment how important I think the restoration of funding for the Student Leadership Centers is. It's easy to lose track of what all are encompassed in that, and frequently I think this building does a lot to help kids that have made bad choices. This is a program that helps kids that are making good choices. It includes FAA and Future Business Leaders of America, and I just think that it's a very good thing that we're doing this for kids that are going to end up in leadership roles in their high schools and later in their communities.
I agree.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Gordley.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. This is also an agency that is to be commended for its work around the development of performance measures. Let's remember that this is an agency that did not have performance measures coming into this legislative process, but it's been a collaborative effort. I think there's been there has been a lot of good give and take with members of the education subcommittee. And again, the agency is to be commended for a work that is very much in progress.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Devlin.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd like to echo the comments of Senator Johnson and Senator Gordley and point out for the members here and the members in the audience that I think from the education community, this budget for the Department of Education is quite preferable to the budget that is being considered by the House for the Department of Education. And with regards to the leadership programs, I think that our first public hearing that we had on this budget, we had the room filled with leadership participants, and we had a pretty much uniform committee, both Democrat and Republican, in favor of restoring that program.
I appreciate the committee's good work, particularly in the childhood early pre-K arena. That was outstanding work. It was a very difficult budget we were presented with, and you all worked very hard and were able to find the funds to return the Head Start pre-K program back to at least the funding level we had before. So I appreciate that. Any other discussion? Objection? Seeing none. So ordered. Senate Bill 5590, Water Resources Department, Senator Bates.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. Senate Bill 5590 is the budget bill for the Water Resource Department. The Department of the Water Resource Commission set water policy for the state, manage water resources, issue water rights, monitor stream flows, inspect dams, and work with other groups to address Oregon's water supply needs. The general fund supports approximately 70% of the department's budget. Remaining is primarily other funds consisting of fees and charges for services. The Natural Resources Subcommittee recommends a budget of $28.7 million and 133 FTE. The budget consists of $20.3 million general fund, $6.6 million other funds, and $1.1 million federal funds. The budget is 1.5% above the governor's recommended budget. The general fund portion of this budget is 6.4% above the governor's budget. The subcommittee recommended budget makes a number of general fund reductions, including eliminating positions that process water rights certificates and applications, provide technical assistance, report water use, and provide a number of administrative functions, including policy advice and intergovernmental affairs. The budget also includes a standard adjustment for lower hourly rates for attorney general charges and lower PERS rates. Limited duration positions were continued for the Klamath Basin adjudication efforts to reduce the backlog of water right transfer applications and for data entry into the groundwater database. $406,000 general fund was added to the department's litigation costs associated with the Klamath adjudication. The budget also reverses a proposed $1.8 million fund shift using Federal Pacific Coast Salmon Recovery Funds to replace general fund for activities related to the Oregon Plan due to concerns expressed by the federal granting authority. Your Natural Resources Subcommittee recommends Senate Bill 5590 be amended and reported out to pass. I would add, Mr. Co-Chair, that you will be seeing through many of our budget bills the Pacific Coast Salmon Recovery Fund shifts that are a reflection of a work group that was put together about 3 weeks ago to deal with the issue that the federal government was concerned about how it would use those funds last biennium. The initial response to that change has been very positive, and we've got a verbal from the federal government already that they are comfortable with the change we made. We expect to get a memo soon. So you'll be seeing this over and over again, and just when people feel comfortable with it, it's a result of, I think, some pretty good work by the agencies and LFO to put this together. Thank you.
Great work. Appreciate that. Further discussion?
Yes, Mr. Chair.
Senator Nelson?
I believe I was a no vote on this bill in committee, and testimony that I heard anyway was that this budget that comes out is really going to hurt the people on the ground out in the field that are doing the, you know, doing the work that needs to be done. It's going to hurt a lot of the economic development portions in my part of the country, and so I'm going to have to be a no vote. I just want to explain it, and I just think that, get right down to it, we could do a better job with keeping those folks at the community level involved in this process so we take care of the backlogs that we have in this department. They've been made great strides, and I have a great deal of faith in the department, and they're working very hard to get those things done. And so I just can't support this budget, and I just want that on the record.
Thank you. I'll just put on the record that the department obviously has more money than it needs because they passed a bill on the Senate floor, Senate Bill 771, that they indicated they could absorb within their department. So I assume they do have extra money and that these cuts won't really cause them much of trouble, because I would have the same issues that you would otherwise, sir. Any further discussion? Objection? Senator Nelson, anyone else? Seeing none? So ordered. We are adjourned.